Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our discussion right now on due diligence in real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the due diligence process in purchasing real estate. Due diligence is basically giving the buyer the time and space necessary to understand what as is is. In fact, now that they've written an offer and they've got a pending sale, there's a period of time that's allowable and understandable and relevant. That's the due diligence period. In residential, it's 10 to 15 business days allowable for you to really take a closer look with the experts by your side.
With commercial real estate, depending on the product type, it could be longer than that. And it also is a function, when do those days start? I'm going to request copies of leases, any appraisal reports, geotech or soil reports and so forth that would tell me what I should know about this property. Now, if you drag your feet and don't get that stuff to me for 20 days, the time for me to evaluate it doesn't start till then. And I've seen that over and over again, that seller-provided information comes in and dribbles in pieces, and I hate it that way if I'm a buyer's broker. But that's the way it is. You have to give the buyer a sufficient time to figure out, is this thing what I thought it was when I made the offer?
So, as you may have picked up on, when working with Bob Nelson, he recognizes he needs to write this offer saying, once we have the information in hand, then our clock starts for the buyer side. That makes a lot of sense. Yep. In residential real estate, it's a little bit different. What is most often put on the shoulders of the buyer is to order those inspections, bring their own experts on site, and understand what they've got there. Now, the seller is obligated to provide a seller's property disclosure statement, which is kind of it's dumping what you have in your brain and knowledge for the history of the property as the current owner, and you provide that to the buyer during as quickly as possible in the transaction. So there is some presentation on the seller's side, but the clock on that, again, doesn't start until it gets in the buyer's hand for their review of the seller's property disclosure.
It's a tough situation because the buyer is being pressured because there are other buyers that will typically be after the same property. You have to move quickly. More quickly than comfortable? Yes, always more quickly than comfortable. But again, if you're using a buyer's broker, a person who's familiar with that product type, it becomes much easier because it's not their first rodeo. It may be yours. I mean, it's so infrequent that you buy things, you don't have that expertise.
Also, the due diligence is not only to the subject property, it's what attaches to the property in title and in responsibility in the surrounding area, like neighborhood associations. So there's more to share on this next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.